The children at River of Life Church have been staying busy with summer camp activities, like learning how to play the drums.
You got rhythm. Nice job. High five.
Or creating birdhouses.
We built birdhouses with wood. Someone helped us. Someone's dad. And we got to paint them. And the birds can sleep in them.
That's 8-year-old Timothy Regatta. His dad, Leonid, is the pastor of the non-denominational Plano Church, which has members from a dozen Russian-speaking countries. Leonid's from Ukraine, his wife's from Russia, and it's not easy hearing about the conflict back home.
Feelings are hurt, tensions are there, and the situation is difficult. People are dying, after all. So to simply close our eyes and forget that, I think that would be impossible.
What is possible, he says, is encouraging his members to focus on the things they have in common, like their faith. He talked about that in a KRA Friday conversation this past winter. Konstantin Lyubimov and his family moved to the U.S. from Russia a year ago. He has friends and relatives in Ukraine, and his parents live in Russia.
This situation for me very hard because for my mind, Slavic people, this is same people. I pray about Ukraine and about Russia. I pray about peace for both countries.
Lyubimov says the church's summer camp promotes fellowship among people with very different views. Camp leader Paul Shulga says little of that matters to the kids.
You know, unless they hear something at home where, you know, they have parents that are very involved, you know, with the news or politically with their countries, I would say they really don't distinguish it.
Shulga, who's 23, was born and raised in the U.S. His parents are Ukrainian, and he shares something in common with the campers.
Most of the kids that come are from a Slavic descent. Either their mother or father is Russian, one half at least, so they understand the Russian language or the Ukrainian language, and but they live in America, so that's their native language, I would say, is American.
And they're all together in the lunchroom, where the scene is pretty all-American, too, right down to the Cheez-It and apple juice. Stella Chavez, KERA News.